Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Turkish troops are attacking Kurdish militia sites in border areas of northeast Syria. As Duri Buscarin reports, Turkey's military says the troops are targeting a Kurdish-led group that was backed by the U.S. until earlier this week.
Turkey's state-run media agency reports that the airstrikes have targeted an airbase and ammunition depot, as well as villages along the Syrian border. In Ras Al Ain, people burned tires to create black smoke and obscure the view of drones and fighter jets. In a statement, a representative for the European Union called on Turkey to stop the military action, warning it could displace civilians and undermine the stability of the entire region. Turkish officials claim the attack complies with international law because they are fighting terrorism. Their target are Kurdish-led militias that were backed by the U.S. military until President Donald Trump ordered American troops to leave the area earlier this week. For NPR News, I'm Duri Buscarin in Istanbul.
President Trump goes to Minnesota today for a campaign rally in a district represented by Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports this will be Trump's first rally since Democrats launched their impeachment probe against him.
President Trump has repeatedly attacked Ilhan Omar, a freshman Democrat representing the Minneapolis area. He claims that opposition to Omar's views on Israel and the U.S. will help him win Minnesota in 2020. No Republican presidential candidate has won the state since Richard Nixon in 1972. But Trump only narrowly lost the state by 1.5%. Trump will also likely address the House impeachment investigation. White House lawyers have informed Democratic leaders that the administration will not cooperate with the probe. The White House argues that the inquiry is without legitimate constitutional foundation. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News, Washington.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is now calling for the president's impeachment.
With his words and his actions, President Trump has indicted himself by obstructing justice, refusing to comply with the congressional inquiry. He's already convicted himself. In full view of the world and the American people, Donald Trump has violated his oath of office, betrayed this nation, and committed impeachable acts.
Biden spoke while campaigning in Rochester, New Hampshire. Attorneys for the whistleblower, whose complaint prompted the impeachment inquiry against President Trump, say their client is not politically biased. The president and his Republican allies have claimed the whistleblower is partisan, with ties to one of the Democratic presidential candidates. The lawyers say their client is a career civil servant with no ties to any political candidate or party. This is NPR News. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses are with electricity in California after the state's largest utility cut power due to high winds. Pacific Gas and Electric is trying to reduce the risk of wildfires. High winds brought down power lines, causing devastating fires in recent years, including the Camp Fire that killed 85 people in and around the town of Paradise. Tribal leaders in Montana have resigned from a task force to protest the state attorney general's support of a proposed oil pipeline from Canada. Olivia Reingold of Yellowstone Public Radio reports.
The Attorney General of Montana, Republican Tim Fox, appointed members to investigate cases of missing and murdered Indigenous people this spring. Now, some are resigning because Fox, who's running for governor, wants to join a lawsuit in support of the Keystone XL pipeline. Assiniboine and Sioux tribal member Justin Dupree is one of two who've resigned. Here he is talking about the state attorney general.
He's shaking your hand with one hand, but on the back, he's crossing his fingers and telling the state to go forward with this pipeline.
He says the transient workers would endanger Native communities. A recent inquiry by the Canadian government connected missing Indigenous people to pipeline projects. Fox says he's disappointed members are leaving the task force. For NPR News, I'm Olivia Reingold in Billings, Montana.
A 21-year-old man is to be arraigned today in El Paso, Texas, accused of the fatal shooting of 22 people at a Walmart in August. About two dozen people were wounded. Police say the man turned himself in and confessed, saying he was targeting Mexicans. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.